and finish off that first hour. He's be able to squeeze in Leanne Hoffman. That's Portuguese Tarts from her. Where they've had the Richard Coyne remix of Shouted Out by Gabriel Papillon. Gabriel does a lot of producing work out east now. And a little connection there. Richard Coyne is Leanne Hoffman's partner. And congratulations to Leanne. She played the Halifax Jazz Festival earlier this summer. And before that, we had Becca Bartlett, a brand new artist of the show, a song called Cicadas. I had Paige Penny, also brand new to the show, a song called Car Heart to Heart. And then we had tracks from Hillary Ladd, When You Fall. And we had Logan Edward McKay and Your Friends from him. And we just passed 7:01. You're listening to CFRC here at 101.9 FM, broadcasting at the basement of Carlos Hall here in Kingston, Ontario, Canada. Hour number two of Saltwater Music, your host, Rob Carnell. And I mentioned Sloan coming to town. Just found this when I was at the station here. Had a poster, luckily, on the wall here. So it's coming in October, but it's the very rare Saturday early show, especially at the Ale House. So it's Saturday, October 18th. I know they played the Ale House many times over the years. So early show. Doors open at 5 p.m. And show says 5:45 to 8 o'clock. It is a 19-plus event, even though it's an early show. And you go to kbpconcerts.com. Yeah, so that's Saturday night, October 18th, or I guess early evening. Yeah, early show at 5 p.m. You can get in the doors there. So kbpconcerts.com. And you also do sloanmusic.com because they have a new album coming out next month. It's called Based on the Bestseller. And they also have a pre-order available now for vinyl. Of the album and a CD too, and it's going to be on light translucent blue vinyl, and this is their 14th studio album from Sloan. So we'll play two tracks from this. They've already released two singles over the course of the summer months. So we'll do Dream Destroyer and then Live Forever from Sloan. So yes, that's you want to make your plans early. So Saturday, October 18th at the Ale House, and get tickets now. Tickets at kppconcerts.com. And there are two songs from Sloan here on CFRC.
else for this.
Can summon the stricken to strong, but can it keep us alive? Yes, unless either you or your party's declined. Careful what you wish for, future and age. How do they do it? We're dying to know. It's true, that when you wanna live forever, better lose your will and choose to kill.
Close both doors then.
Since its inception in 2022, CFRC Power Plays has become the number one destination for all things Queens football.
And that is a touchdown for the Gales!
With over 50 million lifetime views, CFRC Power Plays is the defining voice in Queens football coverage.
Looking for Nico Cuomo! Cuomo! My goodness! Nico Cuomo with a touchdown!
Follow us today on Instagram at CFRC Power Plays, your number one spot for rock solid football action.
Did you know that when a car hits a turtle, their shell can crack?
Turtles need to get from one side of the road to the other to find food, mate, lay eggs without getting hit by a car.
It is a problem because the turtle can get seriously injured.
Slow down if you see a turtle on the road, and if it is safe, move the turtle across the road carefully.
This message was brought to you by the students of Linklater Public School Grade 4 class and Sandy Hines Wildlife Center.
Hi, this is Joel Plaskett, and I listen to the number one station in Kingston, CFRC.
Follow the yellow brick road
Follow the yellow brick road. Follow the yellow brick road. Follow the yellow brick road.
Hi! Follow the yellow brick road each week on Sundays from 8 to 9 p.m. And I've got a show for you. Tune in to get your weekly fix of British music, culture, and lots of fun. I'll see you there. Ta-ra!
In my Mersey paradise. We've been trying for a long time to get our act together. You're feeling your weight, and I was feeling mine. Reduce this fire to embers.
Crying.
That song from a year ago, Ian Jane's song. The song is called "Share." That album was "Weeknights," but he put out last summer. Before that, we had Logan Richard, "Junk Drawer" from him. From his album came out earlier this year called "Character Traits." And before that, we had Coyote, a brand new single from them, first one in a few years, called "It Could Be Worse," came out earlier this summer. And two songs from Sloan, who are coming to town in October at the Ale House. It's Saturday, October 18th. It's the very rare early show. Doors open at 5 p.m. and you can get tickets at kppconcerts.com. And they have a new album coming out next month. And those are two songs from that. We had "Live Forever" and "Dream Destroyer" from Sloan. And tonight's at 8 o'clock. We have a special show. We have a preview of the Queens football season. So stay tuned. A 30-minute show starting at 8 o'clock. And the season kicks off tomorrow afternoon at 3, Queens versus Western here on CVRC. And also, I played a little promo for CVRC Power Play. So Jesse's on Instagram and YouTube. There's been an episode every week during the summer, kind of just going over the football team. Or one week, even I appeared. If you want to see what I look like, you can search that on YouTube or Instagram, CVRC Power Plays. He did a little history of the radio broadcast we've done over the years. Yes, because I was here from 2006 to about 5 or 6 seasons. Back in the day, that's when we were still using the phone line to get the games on air. Now it's all digital and online. And even back then, I remember listening to some CFL broadcasts just to kind of get a feel of things. And I was working on a sports show here at the time, too. And I found out even some of them were using the phone lines, because what we had to do back then was we used a long-distance phone card. So pretty much what you were listening to was a 3 to 4 hour phone call. And we did have, once in a while, the phone card would run out, and then I'd have to disconnect and then call back the guys again and get them back on air. And I remember it was either Winnipeg or Saskatchewan, some game out east, where the CFL broadcast, I think it was a road game, even their I heard their long-distance phone card go out during the game, and they had to do the same thing I did. So we were in the same boat back then. Yes, but now it's all digital. So we have that Queens football preview at 8 o'clock and the game tomorrow afternoon. And that pregame show starts at 2:45. And up next, we'll do two songs from artists who played this past weekend. It was the McKinnon Brothers 10th anniversary festival. Tickets were sold out for about a month ago. That's why I didn't mention it last week. So it was the Trues and Joel Plaskett last weekend, just outside of town near Bath. And so sold out, and they lucked out with the heat wave just kind of breaking that Sunday morning. So it was quite some cool weather late on Sunday night when Joel and the Trues took the stage. So we'll play two songs from them. The Trues have some new music coming out. They have a new album coming out this year. So we'll play a new song from them, "Don't Get Lost in the Dark." And then from Joel, we'll do "Hey Moon," a campfire song. That's from a couple years ago. And then we'll have some song from Whitney Rose, Bray Isabel, and we'll play a title track from Sarah McLachlan. She has a new album coming out next month, too, called "Better Broken." She'll be on tour in the fall again. And I was looking over the dates, and I'll give a little bit of details. Look like the best bet if you're, well, no Kingston shows, unfortunately. There's a Ottawa show at the Canadian Tire Center, so that'll be easier to get to. But the one it looks like if you're interested would be Peterborough, not sort of driving distance, but I'll explain why it's probably the best bet to find a ticket. after I play Sarah, but they'll be at the end of this longer set. So up first, though, The Trues is a brand new track from them. It's called Don't Get Lost in the Dark, here on Solid World Music.
The stars are gone. Put your arms around. Is it?
Oh no, that's just as strong.
come here on a mission. Know your eyes won't apologize, so let's sit in the kitchen talking. Kill some hours reminiscing. You lost your temper like all the time, and I don't think you found it. Climbing down the family tree through old depressive tendencies, looking for the answers with no seatbelts in the backseat. You were born a time bomb set to go off before it all goes wrong. Broken bones and dial tones since we were 17. I'm gonna wear myself down. Looking out for you. I feel guilty. You get only find me a way to get through. Looking out for you. Weighing all the words that I'm not saying. You walk in a straight line, but I can see you. Your mind, it just keeps racing. When it all comes down, yeah, I'll be waiting. Oh, it kills me, it's not easy. I'm gonna wear myself down. Looking out for you. I feel guilty. You get on, you find me a way to get.
And that's the title track from Sarah McLachlan's new album coming out next month called Better Broken. For that, we had Bray Isabel, new song from her, Looking Out For You. Song before that from earlier in the year, Whitney Rose, her version of the Shoop Shoop song. Before that, going back a couple years, we had Joel Plaskett, Hey Moon, a Campfire song. And The Trues before that, a brand new track from them, Don't Get Lost in the Dark. And Joel and The Trues just played the McKinnon Brothers Festival last Sunday night here in Kingston. And mentioning Sarah McLachlan, that tour I was talking about, yes, coming in the fall, she's back on the road. So Best Bets, that I love, I spent a couple of days just looking for listeners, what the best bet is, because no Kingston show, unfortunately. Ottawa, Canadian Tire Center, plus tickets you can get, I think, the floor seat for $58, so you can get that. So again, plus it's not the full arena, but it's kind of a close-off part of the arena, but plenty of tickets still available there. Toronto, you can forget that, because it's Massey Hall and the... Ticketmaster prices have gone up through the roof. And the reason I mentioned Peterborough, it's the last day of the tour, November 9th. But the reason I've mentioned it, it's not on Ticketmaster because you can only get it through the their website. Even says, please be advised that non-authorized ticketing websites and outlets may refer to the Peterborough Memorial Center. However, we do not support or collaborate with any third-party ticket providers. So that's probably the best bet, I would say. And then tickets there start for $51. So you just go to sarahmclachlan.com, and they have that direct link to the website. Yes, the layout of the only bad part of it is the layout of the site's not the best, but it works in a pinch. So Sunday, November 9th, 7:30, that's Peterborough. I'd say that's probably the best bet if you can drive there, or Ottawa. I'll look at that Ottawa date one last time. Or is it? Yeah, October 28th. Yes, that's probably the best bets, or Ottawa or Peterborough. Yeah, I saw someone was reselling one of the Massey Hall tickets for over $1,000. So you can forget Massey Hall. So yes, best Ottawa or Peterborough for the tour in the fall. So we'll see. We'll do a cover. We'll do The Town Heroes and Helpless, and I'll see what I have time for. And I guess we mentioned one more time. Special program. We have a preview of the Queens football season. We have a half-hour show at 8 o'clock tonight, so we'll get that in a few minutes. So here is The Town Heroes and Helpless, and I'm playing this because I think with Neil Young just played, was it Budweiser stage in Toronto? Former host here, Laura, who back in the day hosted Exploding Plastic Inevitable and a few other shows, saw her on Instagram. She was at the concert. I think it was Budweiser stage, because part of that is covered and part of it is not. I saw Peter Gabriel there years ago. She was in a not-covered part, and it was... heavy rains. She said she's never been as soaking wet in her entire life, but she got to see Neil Young for the first time. So we'll do The Town Heroes and their version of Helpless here on CBRC. Helpless. And that's the Town Heroes, their version of Helpless by Neil Young. And yes, so we have a special program at 8 o'clock tonight, preview of the Queens football season. So stay tuned for then a few minutes for that. And we have the first game, yes, tomorrow afternoon. We do have a home game, so if you're in town, you can check that out. Yes, Queens Western, big rivalry game tomorrow at 3 p.m. here at Richardson Stadium, or you can listen online or on the station here, 101.9 FM. The Grad Club pregame show starts at 2:45, and Jesse's here at 3 o'clock for the football game. And I'll go over the next couple weeks, too. So then it's Saturday, August 30th, 1 o'clock here on CFRC as well. That's a road game at McMaster. Then the following week is when I'll have the week off preempted. It's a Friday evening game, Friday, September 5th. 6:30 here in Kingston, Richardson Stadium against the Laurier Golden Hawks. And yeah, I did want to mention also, I mentioned earlier in the first hour, just checking the concert schedule for this weekend. Now, of course, back in the day, but was it 2 or 3 years ago, was the last Limestone City Blues Festival. So that's no more, but they're having a special tribute as part of the Saturday sessions at Confederation Park. So a free show from 12 to 6 tomorrow afternoon. So you can enjoy a free outdoor performance from Pat Johnson, At Lerman, and Hellhound Trail, and all ages welcome. So yes, so tomorrow, Federation Park from 12 to 6, a special tribute to the Limestone City Blues Festival. So hopefully some of you can check that out. I did go once or twice back in the one year, even had the wristband. I went to a few shows. And oh yeah, I did want to mention, talking about the blues related, I didn't have time to play tonight, but Matt Anderson is coming to town, the Grand Theater, not till February. But I did want to mention, I went to the Grand Theater website just to check it out, and it looks like still got 2/3 of the tickets available, so you still got plenty of time for that. So Matt, I don't know if Matt's actually played the Blues Festival back in the day. I know he's done Grand Theater a number of times, but yeah, so he's coming here in the new year, so some blues music here next year in Kingston. Yeah, or, yeah. And I was getting everything lined up. We'll play one last track here, sort of football related, or the title anyway. Maggie Andrew put out a song earlier this summer called Emotional Touchdown. So I thought I'd play that just to lead us into the next show. So we'll do that right now. So we'll do Maggie Andrew, Emotional Touchdown. Yeah, so next week, brand new episode. So the week after, I'll be preempted and I'll be back in after that. I think I have an extra day off from work in September, so I might be back here for an extra live show, but I'll figure that out as we get closer to the date. So here's Maggie Andrew, and stay tuned for that Queens football preview at 8 o'clock, and I'll talk to you in 1 week's time.
August 23rd, Gales Game Day returns to CFRC 101.9 FM.
Yes! I love football!
Tune in at 2:45 p.m. for the Grad Club pregame show ahead of the scheduled 3 p.m. kickoff for the 100th game